Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Honorable Prime Minister, Director General of International Labour Organization, His Excellency Mr. Guy Ryder, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Members of Parliament, Secretaries to the Government, our worker friends, fellow members of the business community, the media, Assalamu alaikum and a very good morning. On behalf of the Tripartite Partners and Bangladesh Employers Federation, I welcome you all. We are greatly inspired that the Chair of the National Skills Development Council, the Honorable Prime Minister of Bangladesh, is here with us to inaugurate the Skills Summit. It shows the commitment of the Government of Bangladesh at the highest level to support national skills development. The Director General ILO's presence amongst us shows ILO's firm commitment and the development partners to assist us in transforming our human capital. I take this opportunity to congratulate him for being re-elected as the DG for the second term. The Director General is here just after attending the 16th Asia-Pacific ILO Regional Forum in Bali, which was held last week, where we have seen a growing consensus of governments, workers and employers of building an inclusive framework of decent work for the Asia-Pacific region, keeping 2030 SDGs in focus. For the future of work, one, the centrality of skills and of skills development as a key to employability in local and foreign job markets. Two, the importance of apprenticeship programs as an important mechanism for large-scale upskilling. Market-based skills through vocational and technical education in a PPP model. Four, the criticality of inclusive growth with access to jobs for disadvantaged groups like persons with disability and the use of IT to facilitate this transition. Five, the need for full spectrum skills development from the shop floor to professional training and education. TPVET, the Swiss model, needs to be considered to enable permeability between TVET and tertiary education with focus on managerial and professional education to overcome the stigma of TVET in our society. This will assist us to meet the growing needs of skilled managers and professionals, which cost us billions of dollars every year for expatriate managers. Developing partners like Canada, European Union, World Bank, ADB can assist with ILO technical assistance. According to World Bank report, our expatriate workers have the lowest skill set in South Asia. Honorable Prime Minister, earning half of Indian and Pakistani workers and one-third of Sri Lankan. If we could upskill them, our remittances could double to US$30 billion. Employers in Bangladesh believe that we need to ensure sustained employment generation and higher productivity to enhance the employability of Bangladesh labor force, both at home and abroad. This is a prerequisite for your vision of 2021, Honorable Prime Minister, to turn our country into a middle-income country and for Vision 2041 to become a developed country, a vision to which all the tripartite partners are fully committed. By bringing national skills development to the forefront of a national HRD agenda, the government has ensured development of human capital in integrated PPP model. The formation of the National Skills Development Council, headed by the Honorable Prime Minister, and the proposed National Human Resources Development Fund is a strategic move of the government. We urge upon the government to operationalize the fund with equitable representation from the private sector in the fund management. The proposed National Skills Development Authority under the Prime Minister's office is a step in the right direction. Honorable Prime Minister, the NSDA Act also needs to be enacted on a fast track basis. Bangladesh has been one of the pioneers over the last decade in reforming skills development in South Asia. We therefore request the Director General, ILO, to consider setting up a regional campus of the ILO's International Training Center in Dhaka to cover the South and Southeast Asian region. World Disability Network report states in Bangladesh, the economic cost of exclusion due to foregone income from lack of schooling and employment of persons with disability and the caregivers is estimated at US$1.2 billion annually, or 1.7% of our GDP. Furthermore, it is estimated there are up to as many as 16 million people with disabilities, nearly 10% of the Bangladeshi population, of which 40% are women. We commend the DG ILO for initiating the Global Business Disability Network in 2010. Bangladesh Employers Federation is already a member of the Global Disability Network. Additionally, we are trying to set up a network of business enterprises to facilitate mainstreaming of persons with disability in Bangladesh. The Honorable Prime Minister will officially launch the Bangladesh Business Disability Network today. Honorable Prime Minister may also consider declaring the year 2017 as the year of persons with disability inclusion in the mainstream of the public and private sectors of the country. What better right for the persons with disability, Honorable Prime Minister, could give as a gift in this month of our liberation victory. I thank everyone for joining us today in the inaugural session of the Dhaka Skills Summit 2016. Thank you.